First off, let me say my heart goes out to Baltimore. Francis Scott Bridge had collapsed. Two cargo ships had collided. There were people that was on the bridge, and my prayers is that they are able to help to rescue everyone that was on that bridge, even the people in the cargo ships. First responders are at the scene. Jesus, my heart goes out to everyone in that situation. So listen, today's episode, I'm talking about creatives. The reason why I'm talking about vortex is the reason why I'm talking about illumination in various stages, right, in our lives, right? Because for me, I'm always, you know, y'all know I'm always talking to creatives, right? The thing is, one thing about being a creative, if that's something that you want to do as a hobby, or if that's something you want to do for a business, you're going to have to govern yourself, which means that you're going to have to make your own schedule. You're going to have to come up with ways to get things done. You're going to have to pretty much do everything. But the thing about it is, you got to step outside of yourself to be able to get it done. We all have days where we don't feel like doing much. Sometimes we can't even do much, right? But either way the case may be, you just got to keep going, and you got to grow out of that, so that way you'll be able to continue on your journey and do whatever it is that you feel you want to do. It's just more so of pushing yourself, and more so of putting more importance on what you want to get done versus things that can wait till later. That's basically what it boils down to. It's like, look, I gotta cut this out because I want to get this done. I want to see where this is gonna go, what I can do, things like that. Share this with you because maybe somebody needs to hear it. You know what I'm saying? The busy life, and with children, that is hard. So sometimes, you know, when they go to sleep, and I've been like this the whole time, even when I was creating my podcast. I got a lot of stuff done when my kids were asleep. In the wee hours of the morning, I would just be up doing what I got to do. I was going to be up in the wee hours of the morning anyway, my back jack up. But so in between time when I could, I would, record my podcast, or, you know, work on my book. Anyways, it's just about finding time. Just being like, you know, I got the mindset, like, let me go ahead and get in a state of flow so I can go ahead and get this done. Okay, and we're going to talk about the state of flow as well. This is Alexandria Augusta, Preservation One. Don't forget to get a copy of my book.